Hi everyone, this is Diana Shea of Philosophy in Action. This podcast here is a free preview of my just broadcast discussion of The Argument from Miracles, part one that is, which is part of my Religion Cast series. Now the first 8 podcasts of that series, recorded years ago mostly, they're available for free, and the second 8 podcasts, starting with this one, are going to be broadcast over the next few months, and you have 3 ways of accessing them. First of all, you can be or become a regular contributor to Philosophy in Action's tip jar, and then you get free access. And to do that, you just go to philosophyinaction.com/support. Secondly, you can listen live, and then you get the whole thing for free. Or third, you can pay $10 for the whole series. Basically, that's for 8 of these premium podcasts, which is not a bad price, just a little bit more than a buck per podcast. And to do that, you can go visit philosophyinaction.com/religioncast. FYI, this preview runs about 8 minutes, and it covers the question, what are miracles? The full podcast is about 40 minutes long. So without further ado, here is your preview.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Philosophy in Action Radio. I'm Dr. Diana Shea, the philosopher behind philosophyinaction.com. It's Thursday evening, and once again, we'll discuss the application of rational principles to the challenges of real life. For those listening to the podcast, please join us for the live show where you can submit questions and comments in a text chat. The show airs most Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time at philosophyinaction.com. At the site, you can browse the archives for past shows, read my blog Noodle Food, connect with us on social media, and more. Now, let's get started.
Hi, everyone. I haven't done a Thursday broadcast in a while, but it is time to get started back with these again. So welcome to Philosophy in Action Radio. Tonight we're discussing The Argument for Miracles. Basically, we're going to be talking about the attempts to prove the existence of God and particularly the validity of some particular religion by appeal to supposed miracles, reports of miracles, and so on. This is one of the podcasts or one of the broadcasts in my series, my ongoing series on philosophy of religion. And this is actually part one on the argument for miracles. We're going to be talking about the argument. We're going to be talking about some objections. And part two is likely going to be scheduled in 2 weeks. And then we get to discuss Hume's view of miracles. And there's some super awesome, great stuff in there. And I hope that folks will come to appreciate David Hume perhaps better than they have before based on what he says. So as I mentioned, the show is part of my Religion Cast series of podcasts on philosophy of religion, and those are available over at philosophyinaction.com/religioncast. Now, what I'm doing here with these I've basically done eight of these religion casts, and I'm going to do 8 more. And you can actually go see what I have planned over at philosophyinaction.com/religioncast. And what I'm doing for these last 8 is basically as motivation for me to get this series done, which I know lots of people wanted me to do. I'm making the live show available for free, so I'd love for people to show up in the chat. I'd love people to ask questions, so that's why I'm doing that. But then what I'm doing is the podcast is available, not each individual podcast, but the whole series then is available for $10. So it's just a little bit over a dollar per podcast, so that's not very much. And although, as usual, if you are a regular contributor, you get that whole podcast series for free. Anyway, so that's the idea. 16 podcasts in the series. The first 8 are free. The next 8 are going to be limited access, but you can get them for free if either you are a regular contributor or you listen to the live show. So that's about it. I think we might as well go ahead and get started here. I do want to mention, I do have readings for this podcast like I've had for the other ones. So this time there's a little bit of Thomas Aquinas on miracles, as well as various reports of miracles from different religions, which I always think are pretty interesting to read and fairly relevant here actually to these arguments. Okay. So here's our question. Our basic question is, are reports of miracles rational grounds for belief in God? And to answer that, we first are going to have to ask, well, what is a miracle? Like we've got to get clear about that. And miracles are events like the virgin birth, right? Like a statue weeping, like somebody allegedly restoring a person's sight by touch alone. Or, you know, sometimes those are sort of the big miracles that we're going to talk about. There's also the kind of little ones. You know, you receive an inheritance just in time to save your family business. Or, you know, you come across a group of other hikers just in happenstance, just when you're about to expire from from, I don't know, say heat stroke or something like that while you're out hiking, right? They just happened by happenstance. This coincidence showed up at just the right moment for you. So what do these kinds of events have in common? I think there's three basic criteria that we see in claims of miracles. So first of all, a miracle is something unusual or unexpected. And it's not just an ordinary event. So if an ordinary couple gives birth to a healthy baby, this is not a miracle, right? Despite what we say about the miracle childbirth and so on, right? This is not actually a miracle. It requires something unusual, something that doesn't happen in every hospital many times every day. Secondly, a miracle is something good, right? Because otherwise you're going to get into problems of God causing evil. At least it has to be good to somebody, right? We can think back on the slavery of the Israelites in Egypt, and obviously God was causing evil to the Egyptians, but he was saving the Jews. So, you know, at least from their perspective, it was something good. So again, let's say let's go back to our baby example, the birth of a severely deformed baby that's not going to survive more than a few days in horrible agony is not going to be celebrated as a miracle, even though it's very unusual, right? And that's because it's something that's not even remotely good. Third, a miracle can't be something that's explained by natural causes or mere coincidence, at least on people's view. This is their view of miracles. Is it something that's going to be too strange? It's too unnatural. It's not just unusual, but it's downright freaky that this would happen. And so, hence, we have this inference that God must have caused the event to happen, contrary to some natural law. Like, God has arranged this. He's lined up the causal forces in some way to make this happen. And so this is the real key, that some event would not have happened by nature, but God intervened to make it so. That's the real essence of the miracle. So my definition that I would give here is that miracles are beneficial deviations from the natural and expected course of events that are caused by God or some other supernatural forces. So there, let me repeat that. Miracles are beneficial deviations from the natural and expected course of events caused by God or some other supernatural forces. So notably, miracles are godly supernatural events by definition, right? This is built into the concept of what a miracle is. So if miracles actually happen, these are not just something that people believe happen and they are all mistaken, but if miracles actually happen, then God or the other relevant supernatural forces, you know, angels, you can think of other, you know, other gods, other deities and so on. These things have to exist. Right. So the big question is whether we're ever going to be justified in saying that some beneficial deviation from the natural and expected course of events can only be explained by appeal to divine intervention. Right. Because we have in life, there's beneficial deviations from the natural and expected course of events, or at least from the expected course of events. We have things that are surprising and unusual and good for us. But do we see things that are so unusual, so contrary to the natural law, to the natural order of things, that we have to say this can only be explained by something divine? Now, in his writings on miracles, Thomas Aquinas offers a slightly different angle on what miracles are. He focuses on a sense of wonder that certain events evoke. So miracles, he says, they don't just evoke wonder in you and me, they are, quote, absolutely wonderful, unquote, meaning that they're incomprehensible to the whole of mankind precisely because God is involved. So he writes the following, quote, "Things that are done occasionally by divine power outside of the usual established order of events are commonly called miracles. Wonders is the alternative term. We wonder when we see an effect and do not know the cause. And because one and the same cause is sometimes known and unknown to others, it happens that the witnesses of the effect It happens that of the witnesses of the effect, some wonder and some do not wonder. Thus, an astronomer does not wonder at seeing an eclipse of the sun, at which a person that is ignorant of astronomy cannot help wondering. An event is wonderful relative to one man and not to another. The absolutely wonderful is that which has a cause absolutely hidden. This, then, is the meaning of the word miracle, an event of itself full of wonder, not to this man or that man only. Now the cause absolutely hidden to every man is God, inasmuch as no man in this life can mentally grasp the essence of God. Those events then are properly to be styled miracles, which happen by divine power, beyond the order commonly observed in nature. Close quote. So basically, for Aquinas, a miracle is something that is absolutely incomprehensible, absolutely inexplicable, not just to one person, but to everybody. And that is because it is caused by God. Okay, so that's the nature of miracles. And now we can turn to different kinds of miracles, just because I want to get clear about the kinds of things that we're talking about. That's it for the free preview of Argument from Miracles, Part 1. As you heard, this preview contains the introduction as well as the discussion of the first question, what are miracles? The full lecture considers two different kinds of miracles, presents the argument for miracles, looks at the metaphysical case against miracles, and finally offers some epistemic objections to claims of miracles. Again, you can access the full podcast by purchasing the whole Religion Cast series of 8 free and 8 premium podcasts for just $10. To do that, you can go visit philosophyinaction.com/religioncasts.